We're back on Veterans Radio, and I want to wish a Veterans Radio Happy Mother's Day to Marine Corporal Inez Webb, who is now working at the University of Michigan Medical Center. Also to Army Specialist Tasha Taziar, who served at Camp Doha, Kuwait, and Army Sergeant Melissa Dean, who was also at Camp Doha. And I understand that, Christine, you were there also at some point. And we're talking with Colonel Christine Cook, and also on the line is Amy Goodpaster-Strebe, who is the author of Flying for Our Country, the American and Soviet Women Military Pilots of World War II. And
it's a long one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, we want to make sure we get that out. One of the questions that I had for you, Amy, is what happened to the WASPs after World War II?
Well, there were several of them who continued to be in the military, not in the active duty flying capacity like they were during the war. But a lot of them went, and they went on to become, you know, officers and, you know, in the reserves and you know, served for many, many years, retired. There was also ones who, you know, they tried to keep flying. I mean, these women, I remember hearing, you know, years later, said that they, you know, they would have flown for free. I mean, they didn't make a whole lot of money anyways, obviously, flying mm-hmm. in the war. They were considered volunteers during the war. See, a lot of people think that they got their veteran status. They actually didn't get their veteran status until 1977. So they were considered civil, you know, volunteers, basically, you know, during the war. And so a lot of them, you know, they tried to keep flying. A lot of them kept, you know, later on had their own planes, if you know, flying around the world. It really, they did some amazing things. I mean, because the WASP only flew for a little less than 2 years, so their lives as WASP were pretty short in terms of that. But a lot of them went on to just have incredible accomplishments, and they, you know, a lot of them, you know, tried to keep flying, and a lot of them set records and were in races, and so it's, you know, they're really incredible women. I've had the honor to know many of them, and many of them are dear friends of mine, and they're just incredibly inspiring.
Well, how many women were in the WASP program?
There was actually just a little bit over 1,000 that were, you know, were actually got graduated. I think about 25,000 applied, and about I think it was like a 1,830 were accepted into training. A little over 1,000 actually were, you know, became operational. And so there, you know, it was a very small amount. And actually, it was about the same number as the Soviet air women, which is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. There was about a little over 1,000 Soviet air women that flew as well. So not too many.
And how many of them were killed?
In the WASP, there was 38 that were killed actually, and that included you know, training, and then also one of the most dangerous operations that the WASP flew in was they were tow target pilots at Camp Davis in North Ooh. Carolina, and that was pretty dangerous operation for them as well. There were a few pilots that were actually killed.
That was one of the more fascinating stories in the book when you're talking about the tow pilots and the guys that didn't necessarily like the idea of a woman being a pilot up there, and then
right.
sometimes they take a pot shot at the airplane itself.
Oh yeah,
these are people that would tow something, you know, like kind of at the football stadium wherever you happen to live has the, you know, the big banners behind them.
Right,
and the people
right.
are supposed to shoot at the banner, not at the airplane.
Yeah, I can imagine that would have been not the most pretty scary assignment to have in terms of flying, but the women did an awesome job, and I think they, you know, they were up against a lot because they had commanding officers that were just did not want women on their base, period, mm-hmm. and they had to fight that, and you know, but I think ultimately they really did earn the respect of the male pilots and the crew that they flew with.
Well, it is a fascinating story, and also as you mentioned the Soviet pilots, there were a number of those that were killed also.
Oh yes, in fact they. I don't know that the exact number is known, but it's probably more than 50. And obviously, you know, flying in combat, there's a lot better chance that, you know, something is going to happen. That's another thing that they both had in common was just having to kind of come to terms that, you know, their time might be up. And, you know, that was something that was, you know, obviously anybody who goes into combat, you know, kind of has to, you know, come to terms with.
It's always something that's going to happen to the other person.
Right,
right.
That's
the mentality.
Kind of
that's the mentality
it, yeah.
I think that you have to take. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you'd be ducking all the time. And then,
exactly.
You're not very efficient when you do that. The idea here, the reason I brought that up is about the Soviets versus the American and the WASPs, is that in the book you mentioned that if the WASP pilot was killed, they had to pay for their own funeral, arrange for the body to get home, and so forth, and that the other women would take up collections because the government wouldn't pay for it.
That's right. That's right. A lot of people don't realize that, you know. They weren't even eligible to have a flag over their coffin. You know, and all the things that the male pilots, obviously, their counterparts would have, and it was really sad. And they tried at the 1943, they tried to have there was a WASP militarization bill that went in Congress, and unfortunately, it was defeated. Jackie Cochran really tried to get the militarization for the WASP. Just really for legitimacy purposes too, to show that they were veterans. They did this for our country, and it was shot down. And in fact, I did want to mention too that there is a Senate bill and a House bill that is it was introduced in March to give the WASP the Congressional Gold Medal. And I think that it's definitely time for our country to salute these women and give them the respect and the recognition that they deserve.
Right.
I'm hoping this will come through and we can give them the respect that they deserve, what they've done for our country.
Right. Well, we've only got about a minute to go. It looks like we're closing out a little. To me, it seems like the hour just goes flying by. And so, where can we get these books?
The book is available on Amazon. People can always contact me too through my website, which is just www.amygoodpastorstrebe.com. And I have an email address on there too, so you can always contact me there if they'd like to learn more about my book.
Okay. Well, Amy, thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I do too. And Christine, it's good to talk to you and see you again.
Thank you. It's good being
here. And we'll be back on Veterans Radio next week at the same time. And we want to thank everybody and wish all of you out there a happy Mother's Day. And make sure if your mom's around, give her a hug. Till then, you are dismissed.
The opinions or views expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or the station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.